Brent, how are you?
Good, good. How are you doing?
And it's good to talk with you. What's your focus of what you cover for the Free Press?
Well, Ford is my primary responsibility, but I wind up covering almost anything in the auto industry any given day.
Well, sales, as the headline read for your story, surged 13.4% for the best month in more than 2 years. Talk about that.
Sure, sure. October sales, I don't want to get too rosy. I mean, they weren't stellar, but from my standpoint, for the first time in a long time, it was sort of solid results across the board and a lot of good indicators. For example, this year, fleet sales throughout most of the year, sales to commercial customers, et cetera, were behind a lot of the sales increases we were seeing. But in October, retail sales bumped up a little bit, and actually fleet sales were somewhat close to being flat. So we're maybe seeing people coming back to showrooms finally.
And by fleet sales, do you mean large amounts of cars sold at once?
Correct. I'm talking about, a number of sales of vehicles all at once to either a daily rental company like Budget or a government entity or a large corporation.
For October sales, Ford F-Series was the number one seller.
Yeah, F-Series, Ford continues to basically attract and increase its market share with its F-Series pickup trucks, which is pretty astounding because they've historically been the number one selling vehicle in the U.S. So to continue gaining, that's hard to do, but they're doing it, and they've got the 2011 trucks are coming out with all new engines. So Ford is excited about that.
Why is the F-Series number one?
It's a better question for Ford than me, I think. But it has a great reputation for quality. The truck is durable, and Ford puts a lot of emphasis into the marketing and of that vehicle, and has a product that people, that seems to really be responded to by truck buyers, and they've got, I think they have 11 F-150 models, and that's not even counting the Super Duty trucks, which are the heavier duty, larger ones. So they've got a lot of offerings in the pickup truck segment.
And what's interesting, if you look at the top 20, if we just go from, say, 3 to 10, it's Camry, Accord, Corolla, Civic, Altima, Fusion, Malibu, Sonata, vehicles from Hyundai and Ford and Nissan and Toyota and Honda that you expect to be good with gas. But when you look on the number of volume of vehicles sold, number one and two were trucks, Chevy.
Well, yeah.
Which we have a challenged economy, and gas prices have gone up a little bit, but people are still buying trucks.
Yeah. Well, I would say, in the last week or two, gas prices have gone up and are close to $3, if not over $3 a gallon now. But, really, for all of this year and a good portion of last year, gas prices have been fairly stable. They've been under $3 a gallon, and we've sort of seen a steady increase in truck and SUV sales in the industry. And then in October, trucks actually outsold cars in the U.S. for the first time in quite a long time. And as much as the Detroit 3 have put an emphasis on developing small cars that are better than they provided in the past, an increase in truck sales is not going to hurt the domestic automakers right now. That'll help that'll help them, that'll help their profits.
We're talking with Brent Snavely, the fine automotive reporter for the Detroit Free Press on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Brent, in a story from yesterday's Detroit Free Press, titled Easy to Go Green, that you co-authored with Chrissy Thompson, you talk about it's easy to go green, but there's such a variety of choice out there. That's the biggest challenge.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is going to be really interesting to watch for the next year, because after all the hype, after all the talk of the Volt and the Leaf and electric cars are actually, you know, this month it looks like, you know, going to get in the hands of real customers. Volt comes out this month, Leaf comes out next month, and then next year for other electric cars. And so we'll see. We'll see how they perform and how people like them. And, I mean, this may all, you know, that keep in mind that the Toyota Prius is a hybrid car, but it's not an electric car. So this, and it's a great car. But, you know, what we're about to see now is the real test of how electric cars do and whether or not they meet the hype.
And what's interesting here in Lansing is they're taking it seriously. The Lansing Board of Water and Light has made tax incentives available to folks who get these rechargers into their homes, into their garages. The city of Lansing is working with the Board of Water and Light to set up recharging stations and to look at these recharging implements, if you will, Brent. They look like gas pumps. You just kind of plug it into your car and you get rejuiced.
Right, right. And that's great to see because and Lansing, it's good to see that they're at the forefront or among those at the forefront. But many communities across the United States are embracing similar kinds of issues. And that's what needs to happen for, I mean, electric cars are going to be really interesting because as much as there are benefits with them, you need an infrastructure to support them. And without that infrastructure, consumers may not feel comfortable buying them. And it's going to take a lot of effort and support by governmental entities and municipalities to get that infrastructure up and going.
All right, Brent, thanks so much. Always enjoy talking with you.
All right, good to talk to you, Tony.